Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
They got you covered when it comes to what celebrities are getting up to, if it's good, if it's bad, if it's ugly, whatever it is. The Juice are always on standby to bring you the latest. What's happening, Gray Morkel?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us back on the show.
Such a pleasure. All right, let's kick it off with really, really big news. The Tebow Touches resigned from Metro FM. Is this confirmed?
Yes, this is confirmed, and Twitter at the moment is having a complete meltdown about the DJ's resignation. RL were the ones to break the news, and they even included the resignation letter dated from 21 June.
Wow.
Some of the statements in the letter are as follows. I pride myself to be counted among a great team of broadcasters that have graced this corporation. I will forever be grateful for all the lessons and accomplishments Metro FM have afforded me. And of course, in classic Tebow Touches style, he signed off the letter, "Sincerely, your boy."
Yeah, that's one way to go out with the swagger. I saw that. Is there any sort of, you know, speculation or solid reason as to why he's resigned? I mean, it doesn't really say why.
Yeah. He didn't really say anything else in the resignation letter, but I mean, this comes after the news that he was suspended from Metro FM a couple of months ago for reportedly failing to take instructions from his station manager, as well as failing to do his live reads. But as far as the reason for this resignation goes, we don't have any other information at this time.
So much SABC stuff trending today. Obviously, we were speaking about it earlier. SABC COO Hlari Matsuneng has ordered no negative coverage of President Jacob Zuma to be broadcast. Jimmy
course.
Matthews resigning. Three other really prominent journalists resigning from the SABC. But Metro will be able to bounce back from this, right?
I'm sure they will. I mean, there's been some mixed emotions on Twitter, but people are really happy for him and the next steps that he'll be taking in his career.
Absolutely. Just for Tebow Touch, real quick, this is for you, Mr. Touch. We look forward to seeing where you take your horn next. That's exciting. All right. We got to talk to DJ Black Coffee. Such a big weekend for him over at the BET Awards, winning Best International Act Africa. And a lot of local celebrities weighing in to congratulate Black Coffee, who really has this guy's back and is saying it's a fantastic thing that he's achieved.
Well, a lot of people have been congratulating him on this amazing achievement. I mean, a lot of other local artists was also nominated in this category, including NT, AKA, and Casper Nuevest. But some of the congratulations that have come in come from Jay Something, DJ Sinclair, even AKA weighed in as well. And he even said, you know, we don't really dig each other that much, but I can acknowledge him for the pioneer that he is. And I think something really interesting was that President Jacob Zuma also released an official statement to the press congratulating the DJ on this achievement.
What happened with when DJ Black Coffee won? He called everybody up on stage or something along those lines. I haven't seen the clip yet.
Oh, I also haven't seen the clip yet, but I have heard about it.
I think he called everybody up and then AKA didn't come up or something along those lines. Is that right?
Yes. AKA, I think, was a bit sad that he didn't win in the category, and he has been a bit unhappy about that and voiced his opinions.
Listen, I think what's really, you know, it's interesting to know, DJ Black Coffee's 40 years old. He's been in this for a really, really long time. And he kind of has just consistently managed to, you know, upgrade the different gigs that he's been playing. He played Coachella this year, so it's really, really impressive. What do you think it does for the local music industry when a South African act wins such a big award on behalf of the continent?
I actually think it's such an amazing achievement when a South African or local artist does well or gets recognized internationally, and it really speaks to the quality of our local artists and what we're doing in this country and what this country has to offer. So I know that the whole country is standing behind him, and we're all very proud of Black Coffee.
It's very cool. Listen to everyone nominated, AKA Casper, MT. It's an unbelievable achievement to be nominated in such a big awards ceremony. So while everybody from South Africa was jetting over to LA, LA was jetting over to South Africa. Drake was on a plane. He landed at Lanseria Airport. Apparently he was eating toasted cheeses at JB's Corner in Melrose. Arch, where's Drake now? Is he in someone told me that he's in Houghton and he's doing something with the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Any truth to that?
Well, what we heard on our side is that he is shooting a music video. I'm not sure for who or for what, but he did arrive on Friday and he was spotted in Nanciria Airport. And what I find quite funny, actually, is that he didn't land in OR Tambo, which is actually the more widely used airport for these high-profile celebs. But he was definitely spotted at JB's in Melrose Arch.
Huh, there you go. There you are, just hanging out at JB's. Next thing, Drake walks in. I bet you it's a music video for One Dance. I feel like it definitely is, because Wizkid was in the country. Maparisa produced that. I feel like, you know, I just wonder what direction they're going to go with it for the video.
I have no idea, but I mean, our country has such amazing spots and landscapes to offer. I'm sure it's going to be brilliant. Let's keep fingers crossed for that one.
There must be a very distinct South African element to it, because, you know, for one of the biggest artists in the world to put everything on hold, to fly halfway across the world to come to South Africa, means that whatever they're going to shoot here, they wouldn't be able to shoot anywhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to incorporate the big fight. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be in the Kruger. I don't know what they're going to do. All right. Let's touch base with Boiti. She bought a new car a couple of months ago, and now she's upgraded it again. What's going on?
Yes, I think that Boiti is really maximizing the life of being a single independent woman. And she actually showed off her impressive new whip, a Mercedes GLA 45 AMG. And you're right, she bought a car a couple of months ago as well. But then she had it spray painted red. And I think maybe Casper had it spray painted for her. And I don't think she really liked that. So now she's upgraded again.
There you go. It's a Club 808 money, huh? ETV making it rain.
And she also bought a house for her 26th birthday in May, and it was also reported that she had a housewarming over the weekend as well.
Yeah, listen, what, she had a housewarming, she didn't invite us? That's unacceptable.
Maybe your invite got lost in the mail.
She's such a sweetheart, though. She really is. And Boiti, you know, everything good that happens to her, she's been on the show a couple of times, and she's really, really cool. So congratulations to her.
Person.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, that's all the latest celebrity news. We spoke about Black Coffee, Thibaut Touch, Boiti, Drake. It's all in there. Thank you so much. As stuff breaks, though, I know that you break it on The Juice. How do we connect with The Juice SA?
Yes, people can visit the site at thejuice.co.za, as well as give us a follow on Twitter at @thejuicesa, and of course show us some love on Facebook.
Power, and we can hear the journalists in the background there, like sourcing stories and getting numbers.
We're in the newsroom.
Is Drake on the line? Drake is on the line. All right, there you go. Thank you so much for hanging out. That's a Graham Morkel there from thejuice.co.za. All the latest celebrity news are freshly squeezed, courtesy of the good folk over at The Juice.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.